This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to age time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Puts it away, and that'll do it for the final home game of the year here at Minute Maid Park. 8-1, the final for the Seattle Mariners today as they score 8 runs in the last 4 innings to win this one.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. Why did I put the final call for a meaningless game as the bump in here for the Astros yesterday? They lose 8-1. Why did I do that? Well, I did that because, one, there were some things that came out of that game that were far from meaningless. And two, that was the perfect Thursday or Wednesday afternoon game yesterday. Didn't have to care.
It really was.
Oh,
zero expectations
or
need for performance or anything. You can just kind of enjoy the hangover game.
It was perfect, you know? For Shea Whitcomb. It was the perfect game to commit 4 errors in, you know?
Yeah. If you're going to do it there.
Yeah.
That's the one downer to yesterday is, as you're also having a nice moment with Alex Bregman when he was removed from the game, it just, you know, for purposes of rest and relaxation,
yeah,
that it's a reminder that, oh boy, Bregman, who's likely not going to be here, it's not as simple as just replace your third baseman, NBD.
Oh, yeah. Man, it is hard to throw over to first base. He made it look so easy all these years.
if that little guy can do it, why can't anybody else?
Can't Shea Whitcomb do it? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, how you doing this morning, my friend? You doing good?
I feel good. I feel good. I've got the appropriate amount of fear and respect for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Basically drilled into me by C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans. I feel good about the Astros. I'll credit Jackie Goss, our beloved listener, too, yeah, who had said earlier this week, hey, this has been a nice win streak for Kikuchi, yeah, but it'd be kind of nice to get a loss out of the way going into the playoffs, okay, if you're going to have a blemish or what have you. And I'm almost glad that it came also with Kikuchi struggling in the sixth inning. And, you know, so it wasn't – you don't have this unblemished streak going on to the postseason, which is bound to be disrupted at some point. It's been disrupted, and we don't have to worry about it.
To take it a step further with Jackie, to credit Jackie, he said not only would it be great if he got the streak out of the way, but got it out of the way while still pitching really well overall.
And he did until the very end. That's even better for me.
But again, neither of the runs were earned. You know, like you're right.
He
struggled in that sixth inning, but neither of the he pitched 6 innings. 4 hits. I know this. You know I know this, Seth? Because you know who sent me the box score? Jackie Goss yesterday.
Jackie Goss,
yeah,
okay.
He sent me a screen grab circling Kikuchi's line score here. 6 innings, 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 runs, neither of them earned, a walk, 8 strikeouts. So he's still striking guys out at a high clip, not putting a ton of guys on base until the 6th inning. You're right. The wheels kind of fell off in the 6th inning. But this was perfect. The streak is over. We don't have to talk about it now during the wild card round. If he has to pitch in a game 3, we don't know if he pitches in a game 3. We don't have to talk about it anymore. So this is great to see. The Astros have their clear-cut 3 now. These are the 3 guys. It is Framber Valdez, who I'm guessing jumps over Hunter Brown in the rotation. You know, they've got 7 days to set it up or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be Fromber. It'll be Hunter Brown. It'll be, if needed, Yusei Kikuchi in game 3 of that series.
Right. So that feels good.
That feels great.
For the first time this season, I feel like we have clarity on the Astros. And honestly, this last month you've been kind of cruising, partly because the rest of the division fell apart. So the Rangers and the Mariners did the Astros a solid, but there hasn't been a critical moment this September where you felt like, oh no, they're blowing it or anything like that. But now you get to actually, with a clear vision, go ahead and feel cemented in your starting pitching. The health of Yordan is probably just the biggest thing hanging out there
easily.
That you worry about.
Yeah, easily. To me, the two biggest Astros, I could care less what happens in these Cleveland games. Now, in some ways, the Astros are going to impact who's number one and who's number two in the AL, because the Guardians are still in a mathematical fight with the Yankees here for the one seed. And I know for a fact, from kind of digesting some of the things from both those fan bases and media bases, New York and Cleveland, that it's a big incentive for both those teams to get the number one seed, so you don't have to play the Astros in the ALDS. You put off playing the Astros potentially till the ALCS. The two biggest things that Astro fans need to keep an eye on, in my opinion, over the next 5 days is, one, Yordan's health. You nailed that. That's something we'll get updates on every day, I'm sure. He's back here in Houston. He's not traveling with the team to Cleveland. So
That was good on you. That was your recommendation to the team, and
I'm glad they listened.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they're taking all my advice.
They had been planning on having him there, and then they heard Sean T. Pendergast weigh in.
He's making a lot of sense here.
I heard he was right at the airport ready to go up there. Was ready to make the trip.
Guys, hey. Yeah. Let's think about this. So Yordan and Chaz both are staying back here. I think the other thing to keep an eye on, and something to root for maybe, of all the things I'm nervous about among the teams the Astros could play, it's playing the Tigers and having to face Tarik Skubal in a game. Like, he's the best pitcher in the American League. He's going to win the Cy Young Award. He pitched on Tuesday. If the Tigers get into a situation where they need to win to get in, then they're probably going to have to use him on Sunday, which eliminates the possibility of using him against the Astros if they're able to make it in. So this is weird to say, but you need the Twins actually to step up a little bit here and put some playoff heat on the Tigers and the Royals. It's a two-game gap right now with four games to go. They're all playing today. So that would be something to root for, I think, would be to get a little playoff pressure. Like, make the Tigers have to keep trying through the weekend to get into the postseason.
You and I both have personal grudges against the city of Minnesota.
Yes.
So, and whichever other city is up there that makes it a twin city. So,
St. Paul.
St. Paul?
Yes.
The worst of all the Saints, everybody knows. So, I think that you for one, you'll be able to thank, if Minnesota does that, you'll be able to thank the people of Minnesota who already hate you for helping out the Astros.
Yes.
And I, for whatever reason, people in Minnesota are angry at me for not acknowledging Brian Flores' greatness on my YouTube channel.
Wow.
I've never been flooded with more hate on my YouTube channel than all the Minnesotans who are irate that I was more upset with the Texans' penalties than I was interested in acknowledging Brian Flores' greatness.
Heat is
so
good.
That whole damn forsaken region can go die. Yes.
Heat is good. I know. We probably got to pick more relevant cities to get beef with. You know what I mean? If we're going
to
elevate our profile.
Yeah, all these Vikings fans are like, you guys never want to give us credit. I don't think about you.
Yeah, like,
nobody thinks about you, Minnesota.
I don't care.
Nobody thinks about you.
Oh, man. So I think those are the two things. If you're looking for something to keep an eye on baseball-wise, that's something to keep an eye on baseball-wise.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI.com.
As far as Bregman goes, I did not like seeing the send-off yesterday. I love Bregman, and I love the sentiment, and I love the thought behind it. And I think Joe Espada is a phenomenal human being. And I get why he did it. For those who missed it, Alex Bregman, unbeknownst to him, I don't think he knew this was coming. He jogs out to go play third base in the fourth inning. He's the only one who jogs out there. Nobody else jogs out there. It almost looked like a prank. And then immediately Joe Espada pulls him so that the crowd can have their moment, their last regular season home game, possibly for Bregman moment. Yeah. Here's what it sounded like yesterday on the broadcast.
Hunter Wendelstadt going over his lineup card, and he's going to call out Alex Bregman. Bregman didn't know what was happening, but he's going to leave the field here.
They're going to talk again, trust me. They're letting it simmer.
Pretty cool moment for Alex.
Thanks, Brian.
It's been an incredible career in that Astros uniform. Joe doing in the honor of taking him off the field here at home.
Hopefully there's many more. Never know how it's going to play out. Astros have seen some free agents depart. They have locked up Jose Altuve for 5 more years after this.
Don't use Altuve as an example.
Yeah,
Altuve would sign here till he's 50.
I know Altuve. Altuve is the one player where I feel like Jim Crane is like, no, you can take a little bit more, Jose.
Yeah, right.
And Jose's like, are you sure? I don't know.
Crane's like, here's our final offer. 5 years, 150. And Altuve's like, okay, how about 5 years, 125? Okay. He's got that HEB money, man.
I think it was a nice moment, and it's funny. I see people wringing their hands in a surprising way, and that like, well, yeah, but man, would they really let a guy that's been so integral to these championships and everything walk out the door? I end up looking around like, am I crazy? Like, yes, of course they would. They've done this. They've done it multiple times. I don't think there's anything you can say. They're all different people, but I don't think there's certainly anything you can say when it comes to position players in terms of championship DNA and being a part of the beginning of it that are, you know, like it's the exact same feel with George Springer. It's the exact same feel with Carlos Correa, exact same feel with Alex Bregman, where different strengths, different weaknesses, different personalities, all of that, but they're all integral to kind of forging this culture,
no doubt,
that's there with the Astros right now. This is just the most recent example. I think the really ironic and unfortunate part of it all is that Matt Chapman, who got his new deal for 5 years, is
six, 150 over six. Yep.
And the Astros have never done a deal more than 5 years.
Yeah.
And because Matt Chapman kind of set Bregman comps to him very, very well.
Very close.
And that probably said, but he's 1 year older than Bregman.
Yeah.
And now because Chapman isn't available in free agency, that's going to drive Bregman's price up even more.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Supply.
Yeah. So it kind of like, it'd be nice to say like, well, there you go. There's the template right there. Yeah. Matt Chapman. Yeah. Problem is now that Matt Chapman's out of the market and Bregman's a free agent, he's the guy.
Yeah. People will be disappointed if Bregman gets the Chapman deal with another team. If Bregman gets 151 or whatever it is over six somewhere else, I think Astro fans will be disappointed. They're not going to be angry. And maybe they will. Some will. Like, it's really hard for me to get angry at Jim Crane over stuff, given what this last decade has given us as fans here.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money too for a guy who's going to be 36 at the end, 37 at the end of the contract. There is that. But Bregman should be treated like Altuve gets treated, in my opinion.
I was in the airport the other day, Sean, and this was a tough listen for me. I was standing next to a guy at the gate. And this poor guy was having, I know all this for sure. He was having a conversation with his adult daughter, who is 24 years old. about how he can't keep sending her money for this, that, or the other thing. And I was listening, and I'm trying to be objective about it, but like, this guy sounded pretty damn reasonable. He was trying to keep his temper in check and everything, but it sounds like this young lady has been very unreasonable in her expectations. So, and you're thinking, it's easy to judge as a parent. You know, like, well, you should have put your foot down earlier.
And she was 17,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, but you know how this stuff gets. It's hard sometimes. And it was painful. It was really painful. But I think that Jim Crane has been the father who has put his foot down before.
He has.
And he hasn't. He doesn't have to have this conversation with
the
fan
analogy.
Base. We're at the point now where we're kind of like, well, yeah, that's how dad is. He draws a firm line.
That's a great analogy. All right, let's get to the Texans in the next segment. All right, injury concern. We've got an injury report on the Texans, and there is a big name on there, and D'Amico answered questions about it yesterday. This player was in at the end of a blowout game. That's what D'Amico got asked about. So we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans. We'll get you updated on everything going on Texans-wise. We'll do that next.